Illini. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. ESPN, live from the Pines in Urbana on 93.5, 95.3. Friday means Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Mike getting ready to go to Pittsburgh, PA. Brother Johnny is in New Orleans, Louisiana. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Well, Steve, we're fine considering the Saints just couldn't get over the hump.
Mike, that was a tough Drew Brees night last night. Holy mackerel.
Bad night for the Saints. Things didn't work out. I didn't think Atlanta looked that good, except that, you know, Brees was, you know, trying too hard. You make some turnovers, you make some interceptions, it becomes a big problem. But I think New Orleans has really improved on defense. It'll be a lot better, but still, if you make mistakes like that, you're not going to win.
I'll tell you, playing San Francisco Sunday, we really kind of needed to win that game because it was 17-0 before we got loosened up, Mike. That's a tough draw when you're going 4 days after.
Yeah, you know, I thought the way they bounced back, John, I thought they might get back. But, you know, the way they happened to children, you know, they had the ball down there, they at least got a field goal out of it.
Right.
There were no timeouts left, and they couldn't stop the clock.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And you're right, Atlanta, 11-1, probably not as good as most 11-1 teams, but you get that home field advantage, though, and Stevie, you can do something with that home field advantage. Atlanta could go on.
All right, gentlemen, it's Mike and Johnny. It's great to have them on Fridays. Let's go to the audio tape. John Boehner, Fiscal Cliff.
We've put real concessions on the line by putting revenues on the table right up front. Unfortunately, many Democrats continue to rule out sensible spending cuts that must be part of any significant agreement that will reduce our deficit.
It's been weeks, at least 2 weeks, since we met at the White House. We're still waiting for a serious offer from the Republicans.
And the operative there is serious offer, Johnny, from the Republicans. What, they're not going to let this fiscal cliff happen, are they?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I can tell you that you're not going to do anything to solve the problem of overspending. We're going to wait to see what happens. And I don't think it's going to be good because you're devaluing the way we measure wealth, and it's not going to work. So bad leadership, Mike. I don't know what to say about it.
Well, it can't be good. It really cannot be good. I mean, they're not going to raise enough money by raising taxes. It doesn't matter. You can raise it on the rich if you want to. It doesn't matter. It won't cure the problem. There's got to be some way of stopping some of the spending. Like, we've got a million programs there that mean nothing. Government is a joke. And all the people in Washington should be extremely embarrassed about themselves, about the way they're trying to run this country.
I'll tell you, Stevie, you've got just leadership. I haven't seen the equal of it. It's just they're at loggerheads, and they – one side's trying to figure out how to get the other one, and we're spending double what we're bringing in, and they won't stop. It's just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
All right. So the Republicans are sitting there saying we need to have spending cuts with the revenue growth, a.k.a. tax hikes. The Democrats are saying wait till next year on that one. Let's just go ahead and tax the rich. Should the Republicans give in on this? Or at the risk of falling over the fiscal cliff, should they say, we get the cuts or we're going to go off the cliff?
Well, I don't know. If you want to know the truth, they should probably just hold the line. I don't think they will. But we're going off the cliff. The question is when. Usually when something bad is going to happen, you want to bite the bullet, cut your losses, and work on fixing it. So we might as well get it over with. If the fiscal cliff just means they're going to have to cut spending where nobody wants to cut it, instead of getting to choose where they cut it. So, Mike, you might as well just let the chips fall where they may right now, because it's all gonna go south sooner or later.
Well, you're right, John, but it should never get to this. This is the ignorance of politicians, the stupidity, the stubbornness, and not realizing when they went into office, it's not about country first, it's about party first, and that's wrong.
All right, we'll see what happens, Johnny, but it does look like that if politically the Republicans hold the line, obviously it's Republicans and their rich friends is the reason everybody's getting taxed.
Well, I think if people believe that, and they may, then we're not going anywhere anyway. I mean, you have to understand reality. And
what?
If you don't.
No, go ahead.
if you don't, Steve, then I think that you're going to have to deal with the consequences. And I think the Republicans will probably cave and we'll raise taxes, but we're still going to spend $1 trillion more than we have. And eventually, I think we're going to see that turn into big problems.
All right, big lunch at the White House.
We will provide a readout, but we didn't. I think they wanted to have, each man wanted to have a private conversation. They didn't want to turn it into a press event.
That was Barack Obama and Mitt Romney at the White House. What do you think, Mike Ditka? Did they solve any problems there, world problems, at that lunch at the White House?
No, that's a show. I mean, Mitt Romney's a great guy. I'm sure the president's a very lovable guy. I mean, that's just a show. And, you know, listen, it was a tough campaign. A lot of things said, probably a lot of things that weren't meant, but they were said.
So it was terrible, and they really did hit Mitt Romney. And one of the things about the campaign, Steve, is the compliment of the Democratic strategy to attack Mitt Romney and even say, well, it wasn't true, but it sure was effective.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
What's it coming to now? I mean, to tell you. Yeah, it's going to be effective, but is it right? And what kind of people are really in charge? And I'm talking across the board. We've seen a lot of politicians, Steve, but this group of leadership is really wandering. And I don't know what to tell you.
Well, there's a lot of challenges, Ed. Mike, what do you think? Are you there?
Yeah, the American people have been hoodwinked.
I think that's true.
Well, I guess time.
I just took off. I can't help it. I'm in the air now.
All right.
I can hear you.
Well, I mean, do we need to let you go, Mike, or can we continue, or you think you can stay on?
I'm okay. I can talk to you.
Mike Ditka in the air, headed to Pittsburgh. Are you going to see your mom? Mike, are you going to see your mom?
I'm going to see my mom. Yeah, I'm going right now. My brother's and my sister's coming in, so we're going to have a little get-together, take a picture, have one.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Mike, we'll let you go. You're cutting in and out a little bit. God bless you. We'll call you Monday, and we appreciate you, Mike Ditka. All right, Johnny, we'll continue for a few more minutes. Johnny, my brother Johnny on the line, Mike Ditka in the air. He was supposed to take off just a few minutes later. In any event, I didn't know your cell phone worked in a plane.
Well, sure it does. It'll work for a while, and there is a point where it'll stop. But,
yeah. All right, a few more items here before we let you go, Johnny. First, Alabama, Georgia.
You got the busy signal.
Okay, we got that. There we go. A few other items. Georgia, Alabama. I mean, I got to say Alabama, eh?
Well, sure. I think they're the best team in the country. I think they've been the best team in the country, and they've got their loss, so I think that kind of helps you play a little more relaxed. I just don't think Georgia's got the personnel. I think Alabama will beat Georgia, and you got to think they'll beat Notre Dame. But Notre Dame has a little bit of a mystique about them. Anything can happen with that. So don't sell Notre Dame short. And that'll be a good game, Alabama-Notre Dame. I would think Alabama will beat them pretty bad. But you know what? Notre Dame's been a lot of big games in their history, and they've won them.
Yeah, yeah, and one game. All right, Powerball.
After a 16-week drought and a flood of ticket buyers nationwide, there are a couple of winning Powerball tickets. One was picked up at the Trexmart convenience store in Dearborn, Missouri, about 35 miles north of Kansas City. The store gets $50,000 for selling a winner. In Arizona, the winner bought a $10 quick pick.
And the location where the winning ticket was sold is Four Sons Food Store in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Well, I hope we all stay very grounded, stay humble, and don't forget who we are.
Yeah, that's going to be a key, Johnny, when you're part of $589 million. Holy mackerel. That's a
nice chunk of change there, I'll tell you that. I wonder how much it's really going to be. Is it spread over 25 years? Do you take the lump sum up front? You got to make those decisions. I'd probably take the cash based on the way the economy looks in the next 5 or 10 years. Cash in right now. Take your money.
Yeah. Well, I think it would, if you were a single winner, I think it was going to be something like after taxes, $250 maybe.
Right. So, well, and that's not taxes so much either. That's what they'll do is they'll say it's $1 million a year for 25 years, so you won $25 million.
Right,
well,
right, right.
It's really more like $12 million.
Right, and right.
So, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
For a $10 quick pick.
And there'll be a lot of people that contact these lottery winners. Happens all the time, and sometimes these people aren't prepared. In fact, most times I think it can be a detriment to be loaded up with all this cash without being prepared.
Well, I think that's an interesting point. I think it kind of goes back to what we're talking about when we talk about fiscal cliff and economy. The money is an invention. It's an idea. It's to measure your wealth, maybe give reward, maybe track what you've done. It's nothing of value. Look at the paper. It's a piece of paper. And it doesn't necessarily make you one thing versus another, Steve. It's just a measuring device. And so when you get a bunch of it, people all of a sudden think you may be a different person.
Yeah.
And you don't understand that. And you may try to act differently. And so it's difficult to manage being looked at differently. And that's what you'll be. So it doesn't really change who you are, but maybe you think it does. And so it changes what you can do. And it's a very interesting thing. Many people who win the lottery have trouble with it. Mm-hmm. And most don't have any money left after 5 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
I'd probably be one of those.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a lot of people that come after you, and they all have the best business idea, and they all need this. You know, people say it's just pretty intimidating when you're just going along doing your job, and all of a sudden you have all this money, and everybody knows it. You're at this big press conference, and then people come out of the woodwork, and then you don't know how to deal with it. In any event, two people, two families, two groups have won all of that money. All right, in Houston, George Herbert Walker Bush hospitalized.
It's not life-threatening, but I don't think they would have any special requests. I know Barbara Bush would say, don't worry about George.
George Herbert Walker Bush coughing a lot. Apparently he's been in the hospital since a week ago, but they're going to hold him until that cough sounds a little bit better. He's 88, Johnny.
Right, I always liked George Herbert Walker. He's been just a very good role model for America. I thought he did a good job as president, one-term president. And I thought he was an honest man. That's what I thought about George Herbert Walker. And to me, that's becoming more and more of something we can appreciate, Steve, is a little integrity.
Yeah.
Because truth, justice, and the American way seems to be slipping into lying, cheating, and stealing. So that's not good.
And
George Herbert Walker Bush, I thought, was a pretty good pretty good guy to have as a leader.
Finally, new helmets. New helmet design.
Cost will be a factor. The helmets are going to be more expensive than the existing helmets in the marketplace, but we should never say we're not going to do it because of the cost.
It's a new football helmet supposed to cut back on concussions and injuries, $350 per helmet. I guess a safer helmet makes sense if they can do it.
Well, sure, and the money isn't relevant. I mean, $350 in that arena versus whatever, $100, that's $250. I don't think you'd have any trouble getting helmet money for that, because a lot of impact in that game, Steve.
Oh,
I don't know how we made it through, because we were out there, both of us,
yeah,
getting knocked around.
You a lot more than me, because you played at the University of Illinois. You got hit pretty well there.
I tried to avoid contact, but no, eventually you're going to get smoked. And,
yeah.
And then it's a matter of how you get hit. But the helmet does protect the most vulnerable part of you, which is your head,
right?
And the most important part, because of your brain,
right,
affects all you do.
Yeah.
And that's what they can protect with a better helmet. We've talked about that. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see what they're doing and what kind of improvement
mm-hmm.
they've made and how they went about that, because it's an interesting engineering problem.
Yeah, right. Hey, really, I appreciate your time, John. I know Mike's in the air to Pittsburgh, see his mom. He'll be on ESPN this weekend. We'll reconvene on Monday morning, but always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Well, Stevie, I appreciate it, and sorry the Saints kind of couldn't add a little more spice. Now, we could still go 9-7, but I don't know if that would be good enough, and I don't know if we will. We go to the Giants next.
Yeah, that's a hard schedule. It's a hard schedule. Thanks, brother John. Appreciate you.
All right, TJ. Thanks.
What do I hear?